A lot of the rhetoric at the state capitol lately has been anti-spending. Governor Ventura says he's opposed in principle to adding to the two-year budget passed last year. He also wants to hold down the regular even-year bonding bill to less than half the size it could be. House Republicans are similarly opposed to spending money, except for the $400 million they've proposed for highways and bridges, many of which are intended for the electoral battle zones in the Twin Cities suburbs. Only the Democrats are unabashed in their desire to spend this year, but they prefer to call it investing.
We've discovered that there are some crises occurring in Minnesota that must be addressed.
Tom Pugh, the minority leader in the House and the man leading the DFL effort to take back that chamber in 2000, says Democrats will focus on the parts of the state that seem to have missed out on the economic boom times.
One example relates to education. We've discovered that in Minnesota, there are 423 trailers being used as classrooms, temporary classrooms, for the children of this state. We've also discovered that our children are using textbooks that they must share, oftentimes textbooks that are outdated.
Pugh and the other DFL leaders are pledging another increase in state aid for local schools, although they won't yet say how much. The legislature already approved a big jump in school aid last year, and critics say much of that money went to increase teacher salaries instead of improving facilities or buying textbooks. The Democrats say they share the Republicans' desire for more tax relief this year. They just don't like the way the Republican tax cuts consume most of the state's current budget surplus. Senate Majority Leader Roger Moe says DFLers are looking for what he calls balance between rich and poor, as well as rural and metropolitan Minnesota.
The last thing we want is a two-economy state. I think we're in this together as a family, and that's part of our role is to recognize that.
The DFL plan contains few hard numbers. Moe says he wants to wait to see the next state budget forecast in February. But DFLers are proposing more concrete legislation in non-fiscal areas, such as new limits on how companies can share customers' personal information and new pro-consumer regulations on healthcare insurance companies. Senator Moe admits it's an ambitious agenda for what is supposed to be a short legislative session, likely to be dominated by debate over the bonding bill and the governor's unicameral legislature proposal. But Moe doesn't seem very worried about passing the whole DFL agenda before adjournment in April.
It is aggressive, but it's dated 2000, so I think we've got all year to discuss it.
In other words, with a nod to November, the DFLers are already staking out the platform with which they hope to hold on to the Senate and maybe win back the House. At the Capitol, I'm Martin Costi, Minnesota Public Radio.